Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here, Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority.
平安，欢迎收听古老的圣经原则和神国度的权柄系列。
Why would you need ancient principles and kingdom authority in a modern age where there's AI and all these incredible things that are out there? You can, you know, go on your phone and get answers into everything, but why would you want to go to something that would be ancient and then it's actually promising you're going to have kingdom authority?
为什么你在一个有人工智能和所有这些不可思议事情的摩登时代还需要古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄呢？你知道你可以利用网络在手机上找到各种资讯，但你为什么要学习如此古老的圣经原则呢？实际上它会应许你拥有国度的权柄。
And the reason is because you and I, we don't battle against flesh and blood. We battle against spiritual things that are ancient. And modern technology cannot battle against ancient warfare.
原因是因为你和我，我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与古老的属灵事物征战，而你无法用现代科技来与上古时期就存在的邪灵征战。
If you're going to understand how to be victorious in ancient warfare, you need to understand the ancient principles so that your kingdom authority that Jesus paid for at the cross, but also aligns all the way back to the breaking of covenant at the garden. So,
如果你想明白如何在古老的属灵战争中成为获胜者，你需要理解古老的圣经原则。如此，耶稣在十字架上所付上代价而赋予你的属天权柄，也可以让你把和起初在伊甸园中被破坏的盟约联系和对齐在一起。
So when Jesus' blood, it goes all the way back to the garden, all the way through the cross to you who call on the name of the Lord, so that as you're starting to operate, you need to have a full understanding to a degree that what you're battling is called spiritual warfare.
耶稣在十字架上为我们流的血会一路追溯回伊甸园，也会一路追溯回呼求主名的你。所以当你开始行动时，你需要完全理解你在打的仗其实并称为属灵征战。
And if you're going to be able to battle spiritual warfare, one of the best things I can instruct you to do is understand biblical alignment. And when you understand biblical alignment, that means that you understand appointed timesin the year that God has.
如果你要能够在属灵征战当中作战，我能指导你做的最好的事情之一，就是在圣经原则中与神对齐。当你理解在圣经原则中与神对齐，这也意味着你理解了神在一年中所预定好的时间和节期。
So right now we have just finished the feast ofPassover, and I want to talk to you about the spiritual warfare and the alignment that comes when you say yes, let's say at Purim, like Esther, and you say yes at Passover, where you say, I'm leaving slavery, and you say, yes, I'm going to count down the Omer for 49 to 50 days, where I'm actually analyzing, transforming, and making new plans, habits, and patterns.
已经结束了逾越节这个节期，我想和你谈谈属灵征战和你与神的对齐。在普尔节、逾越节和数算厄摩尔的时候，你们都已经回应神说是的。在逾越节，你们宣告说我们要离开奴役的制度。在数算厄摩尔的49到50天，你们实际上正在分析、转变和制定新的计划、习惯和模式。
And I'm saying yes at the Feast of Pentecost that the power of God and the fire of God that overcomes all evil will come into me and consume my evil, but also empower me for good.
在五旬节这个节期，神的能力和神战胜一切邪恶势力的火焰进入我们，吞噬我们背后的邪恶势力，神同时也赋予我们能量，使我们行善。
Once you make those decisions and you realize that if you'll put your feet up under the Lord's table and you put your heart with God in God's timetable, things really start to accelerate for the good.
一旦你做了这些决定，你就会意识到，如果你来到神摆设的宴席前，把你的心专注于神和神的时间表，事情真的开始朝好的方向加速了。
doesn't mean that everything, all evil is going to stop against you, but you're going to start seeing that you have more victories and you'll start enjoying yourself, your family, and your God more because you're doing it His way. It's so interesting.
虽然这并不意味着所有的邪恶势力都会停止攻击你，但你会看到你有更多的胜利，你会开始更多的享受你自己、你的家人和你的神，因为你正按照神的方式在做事，这实在太有意思了。
We just had Pastor Tim, you know, our associate with us for over 22 years. He turned 65, and we were having a party at our house and we fixed his favorite meal.
你们知道我们的提姆牧师，他和我们在一起已经超过22年，他现在65岁了。我们家为他举办了一个生日派对，我们也为他预备了他最喜欢的一餐。
We played the game, but one of the questions is, at this age, like, what's new for you? And I thought to myself, you know, I'm 67, and the other people that were there are all in their 60s. All of us have been in ministry together for over 20 years. It's wonderful. But we went around. The question came to me, what's different now? And the biggest thing that's different now for me is I have waves of, I'm not in your position right now. I mean, we have been keeping God's calendars and appointed times for Christy and I for 30 years plus. And I think it's, listen, I even if it didn't work, and it does, I would still do it because what it does is it's put me into sync with God. It's put my family into sync.
在派对的最后，我们玩了一个互相提问的游戏，其中有一个问题是，在你这个年龄，对你来说有什么新鲜事吗？这个问题轮到我的时候，我心想，我67岁了，其他60多岁的人，我们所有人在一起这个事工，服侍了20多年，这太美好了。但是对我来说，现在最大的不同就是，我和我的妻子克里斯蒂一直在遵守神所定下的节期超过30多年，即使它不起作用，我还是会继续这样做，但它实际上真的会起作用，因为这让我与神一起保持同步，也让我的家庭和神一起保持同步。
And as we're there in the house at the birthday and I'm looking at my friends and my family and grandchildren andjust the joy and the peace that's in the house. And it's like everybody's excited about Passover. And everyone's excited about, you know, what's coming. And everyone's excited about Purim. And all these things are happening. And I think, what's different for me? And I had to be transparent. And
当我在举办生日聚会的房子里看着我的朋友、我的家人和孙子孙女，房子里充满了喜乐和平安，每个人都对神的节期，也就是普尔节、逾越节感到兴奋，每个人也对即将未来要发生的事情感到兴奋。当所有这些事情都在发生时，我在想，对我来说有什么不同呢？我必须真实地面对自己。
I get emotional with Thanksgiving.Where I almost feel like I'm going to weep, and I'm just so thankful to the Lord. And one of the reasons I'm thankful to the Lord, and I think one of the byproducts of, and this kind of answers one of your questions, is why are my emotions such a major battlefield during these times?
我非常的感谢主，并且因为这种感恩让我的情绪产生了波动。我感谢主的原因之一，我认为也会附带的回答接下来你们提出的一个问题。这个问题就是，我的情绪为什么会成为这段时间我主要征战的主题和战场？
And I think it's because if you were raised, you weren't raised with the calendar like we were. Christy and I weren't raised in religious homes. And so what's happening is there's all those years we did things a different way.And you say, why is there so much emotion? I think there's sometimes, like with me, there's like grief that comes. And it's like, man, I wish I would have been doing this my whole life.
我想，如果你不是在一个遵守神的节期的环境下长大的，就像克里斯蒂和我不是在宗教的环境当中长大的一样，所以正在发生的事情是，这些年来我们以不同的方式做事。你说，为什么会有这么多的情绪呢？我想，有时候像我自己而言，我会感到悲伤的情绪，因为我真希望我这辈子都在遵守神的节期当中度过啊。
And I turn around and I look at our daughter, I look at our son-in-law who comes out of a similar Jewish believing home that we do. And I look at Paul and Megan and the grandchildren, they have celebrated these all their life. And then I look at the rest of us and we didn't start till we were in our 30s.
我看到我们的女儿梅根、女婿保罗以及我们的孙子孙女，他们一生都在庆祝这些节期。然后我看看我们剩余的一些人，我们直到30多岁才开始庆祝神的节期。
And I think for some of you, when you ask this question, why is it so emotional? I think it's because you're leaving things that, you know, were familiar and you were comfortable with. And now you're leaving it and you're trading some of that for...this new type of lifestyle and this new types of habits and patterns. And I think that's what you're feeling that emotion.
所以当你们问我为什么情绪会波动时，我认为我们正在离开一些我们曾经感到熟悉并且自在的事情。我们正在用一些全新的生活习惯和方式来替换原来的生活模式。我想这就是会让人感到情绪波动的原因。
And sometimes you feel like you're betraying your family because your family is, you know, going out the Easter egg hunt and doing all the chocolate bunnies and all the stuff.
有时候你甚至会觉得你在背叛你的家庭，因为你的家庭在过复活节，在做一些巧克力兔以及所有那些熟悉的事情。
And listen, I have no problem with Resurrection Sunday. I mean, it's the most powerful. We have a huge service here. In fact, we have Passover here, and then we have an immersion, and then we have Resurrection Sunday.
但请你听好，我们对庆祝耶稣复活的主日没有意见，这是非常有力量的，并且我们也举行了庆祝耶稣复活的聚会。我们遵守了逾越节，施行了敬礼，并且我们也庆祝了耶稣的复活。
But we don't do the Easter because we know that it's tied to Ishtar. It's a goddess of impurity, and we understand what all that represents. So we're not going to replace Passover for the Easter Bunny.
但我们不庆祝复活节，因为我们知道它与希腊女神亚斯塔露有关，它是执掌生殖的不纯洁的女神。我们明白这一切代表什么，所以我们不会用复活节兔子代替逾越节。
But if you were raised with Easter, like I was and many others, and you pull away from that, I think that's some of the emotion. So I hope that answers your question. But you need to know that you will get to a place where I'm at, where I've done this now for so many years, and I see the fruit of it in my life. I'm testifying to you.
但是如果你像我和许多其他人一样，从小就过复活节，但后来却不过了，我们的情绪上自然会有一些波动。所以我希望这能够回答你们的问题，就是说你们需要知道你会到达一个地步，就是我现在所处的处境。我遵守逾越节这么多年，我看到遵守神节期结出的果子，这是我向你们在做见证。
When I look around that birthday party in our home with our friends and our family, and I'm so thankful.I know that all the 9 blessings of Passover that we've done for so many years are manifested in our life and in our family, and God is not a man that he should lie.
当我和我的朋友、家人在我们家一起过生日派对时，我非常的感恩。我知道我们这么多年所遵守逾越节带来的9个祝福都体现在我们的生活和家庭中。神非人，必不至说谎。
So I think thatYou may be emotional leaving, I'm emotional being there, but I do understand your emotion, and I pray that the Lord will grace you in that transition.
所以我明白在你改变生活方式的时候，你的情绪会有一些波动，但我祷告你在这些转化过渡的时间里有神的恩典。
So, the next question you say, can you explain the teaching you do on the rock and how it applies to my current situation and experience?
下一个你们提出的问题，拉比，你可以解释一下你所教导的 ROCK 原则吗？它如何适用于我目前的情况和经验呢？
Well, you know, I like acronyms. I do ACT, A-C-T, Apply, Change, and Transform, where you apply a scripture. You enforce that scripture. You make an agreement to change into what the scripture is asking you to do. And T is transform. You trust the Holy Spirit and the power of His word to not come back void.And that's ACT.
你们知道我常喜欢用字母缩写，就像我常常教导的 ACT 原则。其中的 A 代表 Apply, 英文的应用 ,C 代表 Change, 英文的改变 ,T 代表 Transform, 英文的转化。三个字母合起来就是英文的 ACT, ACT。当你正在应用一段经文的时候，你执行那段经文，你同意照着经文所要求你做的事情来行动，你也相信圣灵和神的话语的力量，你不会空手而归，这就是 ACT 原则。
But the rock, to explain it, R-O-C-K, R is remember. And one of the things that's so powerful about the feast for us is it's easy to remember.
而 ROCK 原则其中的 ROCK Rock 是英文磐石的缩写， R 代表 Remember, 英文的纪念。对我们来说，关于神的节期很有力量的一件事情就是它很容易被记住。
You know, I'm just using my grandkids, but you know, it's interesting. As you can see this year, we had our 7-year-old granddaughter who has waited for yearsto read the questions at House of David for the Passover. And this year she got to read.
我想用我的孙女来举例。正如你今年所看到的，我们7岁的孙女，她已经等了好几年来参加逾越节宴席中一个孩童提问的环节。今年她参与了这个提问的环节。
So, I mean, it's like she's been, you know, I can brag on her. She's, you know, she's in first grade, but she reads at a fifth grade level.And she's just smart. But you know what? We read to her all the time. And the thing is, we read the word to her. But she wants to learn that. She wants to remember.
我可以夸夸我的孙女，她现在上1年级，但她可以阅读5年级水平的内容。她非常聪明。关键在于，当我们给她念书中的词汇时，她自己非常愿意学习和记忆。
But we stress to her how important it is to remember the ways of God, that it's part of the family. If you're going to be in the family, then we remember God's ways. And
但我们向她强调，记住神的法则是多么的重要，因为它是属神家庭中的一部分。如果你想要在属神的家庭当中，那么你就必须要记住神的法则。
And probably one of the best ways to remember God's ways in your life is celebrating these feasts, Passover and Pentecost and Tabernacles, all of them.
对于你来说，也许记住神的法则在你生命当中最好的方法之一就是遵守和庆祝这些神的节期，包括逾越节、五旬节和祝棚节。
O is observe. So it's not enough just to recognize it.You need to do something to observe the feast. And that's a real important principle is, yes, I remember, but I also have action and deed. I do remember. I observe, I partake in the Passover, but I also observe and I sow a Passover seed because it's one of the pilgrim feasts. It's in Malachi chapter 3, where it's our offerings are made pleasant is unto the Lord. And so it's really an important time to be able to,remember the Lord, but also observe to do what He's asking you to do and decree and to sow seed.
O 代表的是 observe, 英文的遵守。但仅仅认识遵守这个词是不够的，你需要有行动来遵守节期，这是一个真正重要的原则。 也就是说，你和神说，我记得这个节期，但你也要有对应的行动。比如你遵守了逾越节，你也播撒逾越节的种子，因为逾越节是朝圣者的三大节期之一。在马拉基书第三章记载，神悦纳我们的奉献归于主，所以这真的是一个纪念神的重要时刻，并且你需要遵守耶和华要求你做的事，宣告并且撒种。
C is confess. And that's what we do in Passover. If you look at our Passover Haggadah, we have in there and it says it's all says. We've got these here. And it says like all say.So there's something about that power of confessing, like I'm free. This is the ninth blessing of Passover. Freedom from corrupt covenants. They shall not dwell in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve other gods, it will surely become a snare to you. All say, the confession, I decree and declare,that you will be free and cleansed from all false covenants and destructive relationships in Yeshua's name.
C 代表的是 confess, 英文的承认，这就是我们在逾越节所做的。如果你看我们逾越节的哈加达，其中有一个会众说的部分，里面有提到承认的力量。比如说我得到了自由，这是逾越节所释放的第九个祝福，从败坏的约中得自由。对应的经文是，他们不可住在你的地上，恐怕他们使你得罪我。你若侍奉他们的神，这必成为你的网罗。此时会众说，我声明并宣告，我会从崇拜假神与这些假神所立败坏的约中被洁净与得自由。
So there's something powerful. Yes, I'm going to remember. I'm going to be a part of these appointed times. Yes, I'm going to observeAnd be a part of the community observing these appointed times. And I'm going to participate with my mouth because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So I will confess.
所以这是非常有力量的。也就是说，我纪念这个节期，我将成为这些神指定节期中的一部分。是的，我将遵守并成为遵守这些节期团队中的一员，并且我也要用我的口来参与，因为生死在舌头的权下，我就要来跟神承认宣告。
And then K in the rock is keep focused on the promise. And I would say that's probably the most important part is that through the year you have to keep focused on the promise.
K 代表 keep focused on God's promise， 英文的意思是保持专注于神的应许。我想说这可能是最重要的部分，那就是在一年中你必须专注于神的应许。
One of the things Christy and I do, and I know Tim and Sandy do it and others, is they take the matzah, the bread, and it will last forever, but you can take it and put it in a Ziploc bag, and thenYou actually, when you take communion at home, it's the matzah from your Passover table. It's a great way to remember.
我和我的妻子克里斯蒂会做的一件事，我知道其他很多人也会这样做。大家会把逾越节的无酵饼收藏在拉链袋里，然后我们在加利领圣餐时用的就是逾越节餐桌上的无酵饼。
It's a great way to keep what you did at that Passover.Even though that was on, you know, April the 7th, you're sitting out here in the midst of summer and think.
虽然逾越节是四月七日，但在圣餐时用逾越节的无酵饼是一种很好的纪念神的方式。
Things are going wrong, and there may be sickness attacked your home. And you're saying, Father God, on April the 7th, I slid my feet under your table. And your word says...And the first promise of Passover, and you're holding up that bread, and you've got that cup of wine, and you're saying, Behold, you sent your angel to keep me in all my ways and to bring me into a place which I have prepared for you. And thank you, Lord, that your second promise is positioning and alignment provides protection from my enemies. I put you in remembrance of your word, Lord, as I take this partaking in your body and of your blood covenant. I thank you, Lord, that you're destroying this sickness that's attacking my family now in Yeshua's name. So that's something that we do, and it's a way to be able to keep the focus and the promise in front of you.
比如到了某一个夏天，你的家里出现了一些状况，比如发生了一些疾病，你就拿出在四月七日逾越节所收藏的无酵饼，你就可以举着饼和杯说，父神，在四月七日我曾来赴你的宴席，你的话语告诉我说，在逾越节的第一个应许是，看哪，我差遣使者在你面前，在路上保护你，领你到我所预备的地方去。主啊，感谢你，你的第二个应许是，站对位置并对其神，保护我免受敌人的伤害。主啊，请你纪念你所对我说过的话语，因为我想用你的身体和你的血来纪念你。我感谢你，你正在摧毁现在攻击我家人的疾病，所以这就是我们所做的事情，这是一种能够保持专注于神应许的方式。
Okay, there's one more question. How am I doing on time? Okay, I've got just a minute left. The last question is, what do I do when the enemy is exposed in my own flesh behavior? Okay.
最后一个问题是，当敌人暴露在我自己属血气的行为中时，我该怎么办？
Okay, one of the prayers I pray, I wasn't prepared with this, but I'll just say out of Psalms, David prayed, Lord, search me and know me, for I desire truth in my inward parts. And
我虽然没有准备，但是我的其中一个祷告会是用诗篇中大卫所祷告的经文。神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，因为我内心渴望真理。
And as soon as the Lord quickens that to me,You know, if you ask the Lord, Lord, all you have to do is say, Lord, show me where the problem is, and then be still. And the first thought that comes to your mind is going to come probably out of your subconscious, and it's going to speak to you, and you can say, oh, this is a generational problem in your family. This is a spirit of lust. This is a spirit of poverty. This is a spirit of divorce. What?
你所要做的就是对神说，主啊，请你告诉我问题在哪里，然后保持静默。你想到的第一个想法很有可能会从你的潜意识中出来，他会和你说话。比如你意识到说这是家族世代的问题，比如这是情欲的灵，这是贫穷的灵，这是离异的灵。
Whatever it is, and then you just simply do this. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, I come out of agreement with that spirit of lust.That spirit of divorce, that spirit of poverty, I bind it. I cast it out of my life. I come out of agreement. I apply the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, over that sin. I've confessed it to you, Lord. I ask now that I receive expungement. I receive redemption. I receive healing from this sin. And Lord,
不管它是什么灵，你只需要简单的这样说。父神，我奉主基督耶稣的名，从那种情欲的灵、离异的灵和贫穷的灵中出来。我捆绑他，把他从我的生命中抛弃。我不再默许这些。我用羔羊基督耶稣的血来涂抹在罪上。我已经向你忏悔认罪。主啊，我向你呼求，我已领受了罪的涂抹，我领受了从罪里的救赎，我领受了从你而来的医治。
Lord, I ask that the cause of it.And what it is causing, I ask for grace to be extended so that the circumstances of my sin, Lord, I ask for mercy. I shout grace, grace to the mountain of these situations. Lord,
神啊，我向你寻求这些问题的原因，并且也请你的恩典临到我这些错误的原因。至于关乎我罪的状况，我呼求你的怜悯。我呼喊神，你的恩典，你的恩典要降临在我的处境之中。
Cleanse me, heal me, and deliver me from destruction, according to your promises that we made with you during Passover. Because you're not making a promise to be perfect, but when you do fall, you go to the nine blessings of Passover.
神啊，请你应着你在逾越节所向我们释放的应许，洁净我们，医治我们。以及从毁坏当中救赎我们，因为神你并没有应许和承诺一切对于我们来说都会是完美的，所以当我们跌倒时，我们就要来到神在逾越节所给我们释放的九个应许当中。